Google has a machine learning breakthrough. What does AI education look like for younger students? What new AI applications are just around the corner? Stick around to learn about these headlines and more in the latest AI news. Hey everyone, I'm Alex Castrinas and this is AI News, the number one show for the latest topics and trends in artificial intelligence. Subscribe to this channel to get the latest episodes of AI News, and let's dive in. All right, first off, Microsoft and Code.org have partnered on an AI education initiative, basically trying to bring AI education to elementary and high school students. They're doing that through a series of videos, tutorials, lesson plans, curriculum, and more. Topics include the nuts and bolts of artificial intelligence and machine learning, things like algorithmic bias and rapid job automation. And they have a video series, as I mentioned, with an intro featuring Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. Basically, the goal of this AI education initiative is to help students understand the ethical and societal impacts of AI, which will help them better prepare as students to maximize AI benefits and reduce risks down the road. Despite major advances in impressive AI applications, computer sciences at Google have identified a major weakness in machine learning that they call underspecification. And this can be due to slight changes in training or simulated data and other factors. The problem with underspecification is that it can lead to poor models and inaccurate predictions. And sometimes these could be life or death situations in certain cases and industries. So for example, in things like medical diagnostics or in autonomous vehicles. Google is first focusing on underspecification detection and analysis, and then hopes to move on to creating mitigation solutions like stress tests. McKinsey recently published their 2020 State of AI report, which is basically a global survey on artificial intelligence. It focuses primarily on AI adoption and impact, financial performance for companies leveraging AI, managing AI risks, and company investment in AI as related to COVID-19. Some of the findings are that companies are investing in AI and are seeing generated revenue and reduced costs. They've also found that companies that are most successful and best performing are attributing a lot of that to AI use, AI leadership, high commitment to AI, and having built core competencies around AI in-house. Also, AI risk mitigation has largely stayed the same or decreased, but certain areas are getting attention, like cybersecurity, national security, and physical safety. Despite COVID, companies are doubling down on AI investment, especially those performing well with AI already. If you want to learn more, check out the report, link in the description below. Kaggle also released their 2020 State of Data Science and Machine Learning report recently as well. It's an annual report based on 20,000 survey responses from Kaggle members, and they filtered those responses down to those people that are employed as data scientists. The report focuses primarily on data scientist profiles, education and employment, and technology. The report helps to better understand the rapidly growing field of data science and current trends in it. Check out the report for more information. In other news, there's been a major breakthrough in AI-powered drug discovery. DeepMind has apparently solved the so-called protein folding problem, which has been an issue for 50 years. Folding is the process of proteins becoming three-dimensional shapes that determine their characteristics. This breakthrough may help scientists more quickly understand diseases, develop new medicines, and learn more about the inner workings of the human body. It can also lead to quicker drug discovery and development, as well as apply existing medications to new diseases. Google and partner Loon have created an AI pilot that can fly huge balloons in the stratosphere, which act as cell towers providing internet service to remote areas. The AI tries to keep balloons from moving in the very harsh stratosphere by regulating the air in the balloons. It does this using a technique called deep reinforcement learning, and it's trained on historic and predicted wind and weather data. The new AI controller recently set a record of flying for 312 consecutive days, which crushed the previous record of 223 days. ML Commons has recently released a new public speech dataset called People Speech, which is like the ImageNet of labeled speech data. It contains 86,000 hours of speech data in multiple languages. Its goal is to drive advancement in natural language AI applications, particularly speech to text, which is widely used in virtual assistant applications. Amazon recently launched SageMaker Data Wrangler as one of its AWS services. Some of you may be familiar with AWS SageMaker, which allows data scientists and machine learning engineers to train different kinds of AI and machine learning models, like predictive models, much more quickly and efficiently, given the tools that the SageMaker platform provides, but also to deploy these predictive models to cloud-based API endpoints. SageMaker Data Wrangler is similar, but is more for the data preparation side of it, so getting the data ready to train these models and then, you know, deploy them to applications. In fact, Amazon refers to SageMaker Data Wrangler as the fastest and easiest way to prepare data for machine learning. Amazon also, via AWS, launched 5 new industrial machine learning services recently. They did that to give people capabilities such as detecting the need for equipment maintenance, predicting maintenance, using computer vision for quality control and workplace safety, and using computer vision for anomaly and flaw detection in products and processes. In a little bit more fun and interesting news, some AI applications are coming out that are all about recognizing and identifying certain kinds of animals, like bears and cows. One of those applications is called Bear ID, and it was created by a bear biologist and a couple of Silicon Valley tech folks. It helps with animal research and animal conservation, as well as better identification if there are issues such as, you know, a bear killing livestock, for example. It also has benefits such as being less expensive and less invasive, so tracking animals without needing collars or doing certain piercing or tagging, things like that, which also is less dangerous for those trying to study and track these animals. Another application is being developed called Cattle Tracks for tracking beef cattle. It helps track and investigate animal-based diseases that can wipe out livestock and possibly harm people as well. So similar to what we're seeing with COVID-19 and the importance for testing and tracking cases and contact tracing and so on, this is a similar type of application for, again, tracking beef cattle. All right, be sure to subscribe to this channel if you haven't already, and check out the description below to learn more about everything covered in today's show. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode of AI News.